words of Jesus. All his promise, one for me. When he paid the highest ransom, once for always, for my freedom.
I'm here with Hillsong Worship, and we're talking about the song I Will Boast in Christ from the album Let There Be Light. Welcome, guys. It's great to hear the song a minute ago. Scotty, can you tell us a little bit about how the song came about? What was the inspiration?
Yeah, well, obviously the song is anchored by that old hymn, Nothing But the Blood. Mm-hmm. And I remember Ruben was on tour, and I had flown out just to hang out for a couple of days, and we only had a few hours together. And during that time, we were talking about that old hymn, and we're also talking about the verse from Galatians 6 that says, "May I never boast in anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to it." And I think from that original verse, the chorus came really.
It was really natural. Really, so, yeah. I mean, because we were thinking about that hymn, and then I don't know, we were just inspired, so we just kind of started singing. And yeah, just that I will boast in Christ alone, his righteousness, and not my own. It just kind of felt right, you know, when we started singing it. And I'd also been thinking about how, like, our worst day couldn't detract from God's favor. Mm-hmm. The absolute worst couldn't take a drop from his grace, from his kindness, and our best day could never add to it. And so we actually spent ages after that day just trying to find ways that we could put that together in a verse to make it feel natural. And because I feel like that's something that I want to sing, you know, but I feel like it's a good thing for a church to be singing as well. Even though initially the song kind of came together really quickly, there's always that kind of 90% that takes.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And Nige, can you maybe just run us through what you were playing there?
Yeah, certainly. So the song's in the key of A. So I'm using a capo on the second fret, and that allows me to, play the nice open G chord, if you like, with all the associated shapes. So the intro and the verse has the minor six, the four, the one, and the five, and there's a piano line that's associated with that. So let's do the intro. 3, 4. Cool, and that's the idea for the verse and the intro. And the chorus sits on the one, and there's like a four on one, like a C on G shape, if you like. Let's play that. And I make reference to there's like a line that happens in the chorus, and the rhythm guitar, the rhythm of the acoustic sort of makes reference to that. We'll hit the chorus. 3, 4. Walk down. It.
Yeah, that's great. So then, Rubes, if you were leading the song in a service, or obviously we do it in our church, where do you put it? How do you use it?
Well, I mean, we've obviously just done it in a worship set, kind of in different places in that, you know, because it's a sweet confession. But it kind of works as a communion song as well, and we've used it as ministry song or kind of a moment thing. So, yeah, we've used it in a whole lot of different ways, but. Mm. I think it's a confession that, you know, that we love to sing. And yeah,
it's great. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks for sharing. It's a great song. Look forward to the wider church singing it.